You're listening live to the Pastor Jay Grosvenor Show. And of course, it's been quite some time, but I am Pastor Jay Grosvenor, and it's a blessing to be with you again. I'm going to apologize in advance because I have no idea what's going to happen today. I had to put together and throw together some equipment yesterday to try to get a show up and running this today because, yes, I'm away from home. I'm currently live and direct from Barbados, and I think the last last time I did a live to air show in Barbados was almost 10 years ago, go figure. And so this is such a treat, such a pleasure, and well, obviously quite a shock because the plan was to do the show next week. And I seem to have been given some time, so I'm going to go ahead. We've been planning some of this show for a few months now, and then we were going to do a show on the Black Panther situation, and that didn't pan out because we need to still build up some of the people that we're going to be dealing with and some of the topic that's going with it. But guess what? Happy, happy New Year to each and every single one of you. Yes, tonight's show is entitled New Beginning, New Jerusalem. Okay, and the reason there's an S at the end, because we already know about the place Jerusalem, where Israel is, and of course we know about that very well. And then there's the biblical, the New Jerusalem. And tonight, we're going to dive behind the scenes for a viral, phenomenal is the only way I can think of it, song literally called Jerusalem. So we've got several Jerusalems taking place tonight, and they're all going to represent what we're really dealing with today is new beginnings. So definitely stay with us, and we hope you can enjoy this. Again, we may run into some technical problems because I am not connected the way I would normally be connected. This was not prepared. But you know what? Anything goes. And if I'm supposed to do this, I'm supposed to do it. So the Lord be with us. But seems we're here in the Caribbean. We will start off with some Caribbean and then some new beginning stuff, and then we'll get back, and definitely we're going to get prayed up. Okay, so keep it locked. We'll be back.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.
lots of technical problems. So, yes, we definitely got to get prayed up. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, be ever so in the middle of the midst, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all the tender mercies and grace that you've bestowed upon us. As we head into 2023, Father God, you are the one who controls all things. You know every situation, Father God. You've known the struggles. You've known the battles. You know all the turmoil, tribulations, all the health conditions, the passings, the goings. And Father God, even today, as we find out about someone else's mother who's passed on, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak to those in pain and suffering right now, Father God. Even as I say this, I know of one, my sister-in-law, who is going through some serious pain. So, Father God, we ask you to reach out to those in need, Father God, including myself, Father, because even I is standing in the need of prayer. But, Father God, right now, have your way, have your way, have your way, Father God. Guide us and direct us as we head into the new year, Father God. We don't know what lies ahead, but we do know that you control everything and all. And so we ask right now that you continue to just give us the strength and the encouragement and the power to go forth and to continue to do your will, to continue to have you guide us as we continue to follow and be obedient, Father God. But Father God, we just need you. We need you more than ever right now. The world is in need, Father God. We have hunger, and poverty, and so much more going on. The cost of living has gone sky high, Father God. The people are struggling. But Father God, we know that you are the provider. You are the great provider, Father God. You said you would never leave us begging bread. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we look out to you right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, working right now. He's 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 working right now. I know it, I know it. He's working right now. I believe his word. God is working now. God is working now. One thing I know, one thing I found. Oh, God is working.
Come on, just sing it one more time. Sing it out.
God is working now. God.
Amen, amen, and amen. Okay, so as we do every year, we did our New Year's message, and so we sent that out yesterday morning, and it reads, our theme for 2023 is reflection and retrospection. As always, I spend a great deal of time with the Lord for the direction of his ministry. In October, November of 2022, he gave me retrospect, but I knew it wasn't complete, let alone finalized. Last year, our theme was find your joy, and some of us did, some didn't, and much like me, it came in waves, so we had to work hard to either keep it or continuously pump ourselves up to reapply it. October was a very hard and stressful month for me. Due to work, neighborhood, family pain, illnesses, and sadly, the loss of some very dear friends called home to the Lord way too soon. No doubt, you can all relate and pinpoint the highs and lows of your past year. I can only hope that throughout it all, you were able to find your joy, or at least experience some coming out of 2 years of pandemic, financial downfall, world crisis, a heightened awareness of hate, prejudice, and racism. We needed much joy, but as we commenced the new year of 2023, already consumed with financial woes, discouraging and disparaging outlooks of war, hunger, technology dismantling, to watching billionaires reduced to poverty and ruin, we truly need to reflect. As I spent time reflecting on my recently heavenly departed young friend, Rochelle, who would have been celebrating a birthday on January the 14th, and one of my most recent precious friends, her risky stay in the hospital over the entire Christmas season, and God willing, continuing to recover, and those I know in my family struggling with serious health issues, recovering from major illness and near death, to my own family and friends struggling with through the tightened economy, loss of opportunities, and much more. I know I'm not alone. Retrospect was just the beginning, but reflection was the ending. The word in itself evolved into many various applicable definitions. One, an amount of light and heat or sound that is reflected by a body or surface. Well, think about it. Jesus is a light, the light of the world. Two, an image seen in a mirror or shiny surface. We need to take a good look at ourselves and what looks back at us. 3, a thing that is of consequence or arises from something else. What can we identify that has taken place that has been the cause and effect of something else that we know played a part in the situation and consequences in our lives? And the last two speak for themselves. 4 and 5. A thing bringing discredit to someone or something. And lastly, serious thought or consideration, an idea about something, especially one that is written down or expressed. It's time for us to be more retrospective and look back over the last very difficult 3 years of our lives and reflect on how we can reflect the light of Jesus in our lives and in the lives of others. Reflect on what we can do to cause more positive change in our own lives and the lives of others. Take time to look at our own reflection and to see how you perceive yourself. See what reflects back at you, and most importantly, how you reflect into the world. The past 3 years have been nothing but trauma for the entire world, and yes, even the earth itself. It's time for the healing process to begin. Healing of our own minds, bodies, and souls. Healing of broken families, friends, neighbors, and even co-workers and associates. It's time to reach back into the world and offer a kind word, a helping hand, a gentle smile, a warm hug, and take an even longer moment for yourself. It's time to reflectively be retrospective. And go back to a time when life was simpler. And we took time to appreciate the little things, the important things. And they weren't based on money, but love. Love thy neighbor as thyself, honor thy mother and thy father. Reapply all 10 commandments, and certainly remember our key signature for our 2023 theme, which is, as in water, faith reflects faith. So the heart of man reflects the man, found in Proverbs 27:19. And we encourage you to read the entire Proverbs 27 chapter. Here's to 2023 and reflection and retrospection as we move forward in love with Jesus' love. Amen. Everything in amen. Amen. Amen.
Your name go open doors.
Amen.
You self go be a boss.
Amen.
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 Everything you put your hand go up. Your name go open doors.
Amen.
You self go be a boss.
Amen.
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 Every hustler getting paid. Where the hustle go come to pay. Your own enough to pay.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you don't find work, do your own. Go do it
own,
and flesh go cover bone.
Amen.
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 Amen. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
If you believe it, say amen.
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 Amen. Everything you put your hand go on, your name go open doors.
Amen.
You step go be a boss.
Amen.
What you see in other day. If you believe it, say amen.
Here with a little bit of some Jerusalem. Now, we already know about the place Jerusalem, and now we want to take a look here. And it says in the book of Ezekiel in the Hebrew Bible, New Jerusalem is Ezekiel's prophetic vision of a city centered on the rebuilt Holy Temple and the third temple to be established in Jerusalem, which would be the capital of the Messianic kingdom, the meeting place of the 12 tribes of Israel during the Messianic era. The prophecy is recorded by Ezekiel as having been received on Yom Kippur, and that's based on the Hebrew calendar. Now, in the book of Revelation, in the New Testament, the city is also called the heavenly Jerusalem, as well as being called Zion in other books of the Christian Bible. Now, to the Judaism and Christianity, they have a different meaning. But even, I believe, the Baha'i faith believe in a new Jerusalem as well. And there may be some others out there. Some believe it's in heaven. Some believe there's a new earth. But we do know that no matter what, the second coming is going to take place. And the return of the Son of Man, amen, will return. And the prophecy of the renewal of Jerusalem for the Messiah. And so the most important thing is, whether it be heaven, whether it be here on earth, we just know that we need to be ready. Amen. We'll be right back, and we're going to deal with the British version of Jerusalem. You're listening live to the Pastor Jay Grosvenor Show. Keep it shop. Keep it locked.
I've been looking around, and I've been waiting for the sun in a cover of clouds. When I'm waiting on you, I may not see what's up ahead, but I know that you do, and you're leading me through. You control what's next, so I'll take my steps with my heart at rest. I am yours, and I won't give up. Cause I trust your love, and we've been through enough, so I'm sure in your hands. Yeah, I will always be in your hands. You're holding my destiny in your hands. Yeah, I'm trusting your plan for me. And though it gets hard sometimes, I believe that I am home in your hands. The joy in the morning, or that feeling that you get when you're finally home and you can let it all go. I trust what I don't see, but I know I'm your child and you never stop caring about me. And you know what I need. You control what's next, so I'll take my steps with my heart at rest. I am yours in your hands. Yeah, I will always be in your hands. I know you're holding my destiny in your hands. Yeah, I'm trusting your plan for me. And though it gets hard sometimes, I believe that I am home in your hands.
right. That's the shortened version of the traditional song, Jerusalem. I grew up singing that in church as well. Now, the onset of the song, Jerusalem, dates back to the legend of a man known as Joseph of Arimathea. Serious biblical scholars would recognize this as a person who took responsibility for burying Jesus after he was crucified. And he is actually mentioned in all four of the New Testament Gospels, meaning that he was a historical figure. He is also present in some of the other Gospels. And it is those depictions on which the lyrics pertaining to him are primarily based in this version of the song called Jerusalem. But I don't want to get too much into that aspect of it. But the one thing I do want to mention is it's commonly known, and if this is the interesting, says, sing me my song. What are the lyrics to Jerusalem, and is it England's national anthem? So here's the thing. It says, but is it, and do you know the words? Well, here is everything you need to know about the anthem athletes will hear when collecting gold at the Commonwealth Games, etc. England doesn't actually have a national anthem at all, though the debate has raged in Parliament and about what song should be sung before major international sporting events. There are traditional three options for the choice of England anthem. Jerusalem, the one you just heard. Of course, the traditional God Save the Queen, which is now God Save the King, because yes, spoiler alert, the Queen has passed away, and Prince Charles is now King Charles III. Or the other song is, or Land of Hope and Glory. Now, God Save the Queen is used for Team Great Britain when it wins at sporting events such as the Olympics. But when athletes split into the home nations for the Commonwealth, like Northern Ireland and Scotland and Wales, they have their own. England traditionally uses the UK anthem of God Save the Queen at football and rugby matches, but they won't when collecting gold at a Commonwealth game. So instead of patriotic hymn, Jerusalem will be played. Isn't that something? And it seems to have won the hearts of the English, consistently emerging as the nation's favorite. Now, back in 2010, the Commonwealth Games Council of England conducted a poll to decide the anthem that would be used, and the three options were the ones that I mentioned. And it's no surprise that it's 52% voted for Jerusalem as a chosen anthem. Now, cricket matches also use the anthem, while darts has opted for Land of Hope and Glory. The hymn is an adaptation of William Blake's poem, And Did Those Feet in Ancient Time. And the music was written by Sir Hubert Parry in 1916. And the words are, And did those feet in ancient time walk upon England's mountains green? And was the holy Lamb of God on England's pleasant pastures seen? And did the countenance divine shine forth upon our clouded hills? And was Jerusalem builded here among those dark satanic mills? Bring me my bow of burning gold. Bring me my arrows of desire. Bring me my spear, O clouds unfold. Bring me my chariots of fire. I will not cease for mental fight, nor shall my sword sleep in my hand. So we have built Jerusalem in England's green and pleasant land. Isn't that something? Now, this is another show topic, but it is believed that Jesus, the Son of Man, the Christ, visited England, and they believe that it was out in the pastures, out in the countryside. So this is very interesting news. And people have been looking. They believe that the possibility of the Holy Grail may even be in England and nowhere in the Middle East, per se. So there's a lot to go. But that's another show, another time. So let's get down to Jerusalem. And now Jerusalem. Yes, I'm going to very quickly say it's a song. Okay, and I'm going to give some information, and then we're going to play the song, and then you're going to get to hear an interview about the song itself and the people. Now, it says South African Jerusalem, the song of Christian prayer that became an international hit. When South African record producer and artist Master KG says global reception to his song Jerusalem has been nothing short of a dream come true, it is a very believable sentiment, okay, which is really cool. Sorry, I'm just doing something quickly. There we go. I guess it was through Shazam and every place else, but global recognition does not also come better than when legendary superstars like Cristiano Ronaldo and Janet Jackson post videos and captions on social media in celebration of this song. Master KG, whose real name I cannot pronounce, so I will not, knows all of this and he is thankful. He has collaborated with a lady who has a phenomenal voice, and her name, I'm just looking for it, it's Nomsebo Zikode. And just phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. And basically, the song Jerusalem is a song, and it's a Christian prayer. Jerusalem Ikayalami means Jerusalem is my home in Zulu. So how does a gospel song become so huge that no one seems to care about its religious bias? Well, that's because everyone's dancing to the upbeat sound. South Africans categorize Jerusalem as Limpopo or Limpopo, house music, a kind of fast-paced dance sound that originated from Limpopo in northern South Africa. Now, it talks a little bit about a melting pot of South African house sound, including bubblegum pop of the 1980s and the cultural rhythms and melodies of Petty Venda and some other people. Now, in pushing his song to a global audience, Master KG launched a dance challenge, encouraging people to take to the dance floor with Jerusalem. This was truly the boost the song needed, because in a matter of a few months, the song had more than 30 million views on YouTube. We believe it's closer to 126 million now. And KG also believes the remix to the song with Nigerian Afrobeat star Burna Boy also contributed to the song becoming the mega hit it is now. Most of the time, remixes will kill a song, but this one with Burna Boy, he said he thinks God was on his side because the remix took the song to another level. So for now, this young man, I believe, is around 24 years old. Is soaking in all the praise in from Jerusalem. He also has his mind on future projects. And so that's so awesome, not just because of the fact that it got so big, but it's so cool that, you know, that they're South African. So here is the words, and then I'm going to play the original song, and then you'll get to hear the interview. It says, Jerusalem, my home, save me, join me, don't leave me here. My place is not here. My kingdom is not here. Save me. Come with me. Save me, save me, save me. Don't leave me here. Save, save me, save me. Don't leave me here. My place is not here. My kingdom is not here. Save me. Come with. Save me, save me, save me. Don't leave me here. Save me, save me, save me. Don't leave me here. And that's Jerusalem. Amen. So let's take a listen, and then we'll hear the interview that they did with a TV show host in South Africa.
Jerusalem. y callar a mí. Y lo no lo sé.
Since it's a Friday, we thought it would be best to end the show with one of the most popular music artists in the world. South African-born Master KG has people around the world dancing to his hit track, Jerusalem. It has 47 million views on YouTube and is growing steadily. So take a look at this dance.
Jerusalem,
all right, Now, most of us have tried it, and if you haven't yet, best you get ready because we'll be giving it our best shot in a bit. We're so glad to have Master KB in studio, and the majestic vocalist you're hearing on this track, Nom Nebo Zikode. We'll practice social distancing, of course. I'm going to walk over right now so we can actually do this. And by the way, guys, we're going to get Sally Medet to actually do this dance with us a little later. But thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having
us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I can't believe it. In 2019, I went to Durban. I went home.
Yeah.
This was the only song my family was playing, right? And
yeah,
that's how I learned it. But now the whole world is dancing to it. First, just tell us how you feel that you're making people feel happy during a time of COVID-19.
It's so amazing, like to see all those families enjoying this dance at home, together, dancing together from kids to their parents, like everybody. It's so nice to see, you know. I like sometimes I feel like, you know, just emotional when I'm seeing everybody, you know, showing love to this dance, to this song. It's so beautiful to see.
Yeah, so that's your voice. I mean, you know, I love your voice, by the way.
Thank you so much.
It's my alarm in the morning.
Oh, thank
you. Know.
You.
I mean, you are making waves across the world. Your voice is echoing through the streets of London, the United States, Africa as a whole.
Mm.
How do you feel?
I feel very, very blessed. All the time when I wake up, I feel like pinching myself.
Yeah.
It's real. What's going on? But then I've been praying for such a song. So I think God has answered my prayers. I'm thankful to God. I'm really blessed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So why is it so popular now, Master KG? By the way,
yeah,
my colleague and friend, Slindelo, said, don't say Master KG,
because yeah,
you'll be butchered. She said, I had to say Master KG. So why did this become so popular this year around? What do you think is the reason?
I think the reason is that there was a video, actually, that I saw these other guys doing it. I think they're from Angola. But actually, the dance actually originates from here in SA. But then there's a video that went viral from these guys from Angola. They were holding food plates, dancing. And then from there, that video was just everywhere. So everyone just started also following that dance, doing the dance. And then after all, I see everybody in the world is doing, it's going viral on TikTok, everywhere. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on here? And that time I was also like thinking to make a remix, the one featuring Burna Boy. So, and I also see while I was busy with the remix that there's this thing that is happening. Like the world are having a dance. There's a dance, everybody's having a good time. And it's so beautiful to see, yeah.
So there are different versions, different languages. Spanish, I heard,
spoke.
You should actually be singing those versions. Are you learning other languages?
I think you're right. Hey, I should learn one or two. Maybe Spanish.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah, I think I should learn that. I think even them, they would love to hear me singing in their language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we watched the video of you singing the song from last year. And I mean, your voice is really powerful.
Thank you so
and
much.
And I'm very surprised. And this is one of the things that I have an issue with, that I haven't heard from you outside of this song. So what are you doing to become a brand on your own outside of Master KG? I mean, you might be that brand already.
Yes. Yeah. Luckily, I'm signed under Open Mic.
Yeah.
That's the same company that Master KG signed with. So very soon, I'll be releasing my own album under Open Mic. Already there's my songs already on social media that are trending, like my single.
Yeah.
People, they know it's like Qolo moya wa moya fisa kwenza kahle okomhlaba kungehlula Qolo moya wa moya fisa kwenza kahle pilo le ayikho lula. So my people at home, trust me, they know this song.
They know it.
Yeah, they are waiting for it already.
I need to learn a bit more clearly about this. So Master KG, of course, you are, you know, locally you weren't even nominated for Osama.
Yeah.
And we're not dissing anyone here. But you're now on the Billboard charts internationally, which is huge for a local artist. How do you feel about that?
It's so amazing. It's one of those moments whereby it tries to show that, like, the people are the one who make things happen, you know. Like, people might not recognize you, but, like, there might be certain things that don't see your worth or what you're doing, but the people are watching. The people recognize your work. Everybody in the world is watching. So, like, it's one of those moments that at times like this, whereby we didn't even get a nomination. Things just turned, you know, very nice. God just created this beautiful side whereby people started even like, this dance just went even more viral by that time. So it shows that like God is able that, you know, people are recognizing the work beside the awards not recognizing the work.
You know? Yeah. So you, of course, like everyone else in South Africa, we're in a lockdown. Yeah. We're at home a lot. We're not allowed to interact a lot. We have to stand, you know, like 2 meters apart, basically. How do you use this time to self-reflect, to produce more music that is just as encouraging as this one?
Hey, you know, I can't sit at home. If I can tell you, this guy calls me now and then.
Yeah.
Hey, sister, get up. Are you sleeping? You should come to studios. So all the time I go to Master KG, we do music together. If not that, maybe I'm at home with my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about you? What are you working on now? What do we look out for? Because listen, I know Skeleton Move was one of my other favorite songs.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is me, right? Let me try to explain this so that people understand me and how much I love local music.
Yeah.
I am playing it in my car all the time at my house as well. So now during lockdown, we can't go out.
Yeah.
We can't really invite people over. Actually, we can't. So I record Skeleton Move just 2 weeks ago and send it to my group of friends and say, guys, we were out there dancing a couple of weeks ago to this song.
Yeah.
So what's your next project?
I'm going to drop a deluxe of the album, Jerusalem. This album that's out currently, Jerusalem album. I'm going to drop a deluxe of that album with more songs added so that I just keep people dancing. I have more beautiful songs that are coming soon. Also, I'm producing for my sister because also, you know, we just... This thing is working so beautiful for us together. So we just want to make even more so we can make the world dance even more.
Yeah. So can I be in your next song, Sam?
Can you sing, bro?
Listen, if from Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma can get a song from talking, surely you can make a plan for me, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, anything is possible. But thank you so much for the great work, guys. I mean, you are keeping people happy during a period that's very difficult for all of us. You're super talented, both of you.
Yeah.
You're making a news on a show that's generally talking about things that are very serious.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about very difficult periods in our country, and you got us all excited. I didn't sleep much last night because I was so excited about this interview. So we're going to get you guys to play for us. I'm going to call in Sally Vedette and Slindo Lomasekane.
Okay.
Sally Vedette is going to do this dance with us, guys. And listen, we were here until 10 p.m. practicing. So come in, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
We're here until 10 p.m. practicing this dance.
Trying
to get it right. So people can be mean and tell us, oh, you guys are messing it up. But at least you're trying, right?
I think I need to join you with this one.
Join us.
Okay.
Right and center, girl. You know, our moves are big compared to yours. So you want to go ahead?
Yeah, let's go.
I want to see you first, though.
I'm going to be Instagramming as well because, you know, new times. We'll dance live. So let's start it.
Where do you start?
Okay.
Jerusalem, ikhaya lami, ngilondoloze, uhambe nami. Duma ngishilana, Jerusalem, ikhaya lami, ngilondoloze, uhambe nami. Duma ngishilana, yangoya, ayikholana, buso wami, awukholana.
Okay, so I'm gonna let you guys carry on playing. I wanna play out with the show like this. We're live on Instagram as well. And that is Sally Vedette dancing, everyone. So thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. Sally will have your headlines after she's done dancing at 1 o'clock. So take it
over. Do
When Jesus said, yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus said, You're listening to the Pastor Jay Grosner Show.
So just a couple quick updates. For those who were awarded our anniversary awards that we gave out for the ministry, if we don't have your full detailed name and address, please contact us at PastorJGrosnerShow@gmail.com or PastorJGrosner@gmail.com or connect with us on Instagram or Facebook, so that we can send out, we'll be sending out in the next couple of weeks, the certificate of appreciation. And we still continue to appreciate you and thank God for you. And as we dive into the new year, we hope to keep things moving. We have a couple of projects that we're working on, but we don't want to give out too much information. We will definitely update you in the next week or two. So for February, being Black History Month, I'm honored to be attending a school in Durham as a panelist for their Black History Month for a particular program of young women, at least 100 of them from various schools in Durham. I'll tell you more about it at a later date before it happens, but I'm truly honored, and it's kind of amusing to be Black History for Black History. Amen. Praise God. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Also, we just want to continue to remind everyone to keep be prayerful for our ministry, for my family. So much going on in my world right now, and you just have no idea. So just continue to lift us in prayer. We will continue to always keep you in prayer. We don't stop praying no matter what we go through. But we know that if we continue to serve God in spirit and in truth, God will continue to find a way to bless us and to protect us and to look out for us and watch over us and keep us. Amen. And so we just want to make sure that you know that no matter whether we're live on air, we're still always online. We've got a couple upcoming editions of the show that we're going to be doing. So definitely check out what's going on Facebook and Instagram. Those are our main sources. And we want to hear from you. We truly appreciate during the new year and the season of the Christmas, everybody was reaching out and blessing us and wishing us well. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so truly, truly grateful. You have no idea. So, but we're going to continue to keep focused. You continue to keep focused, continue to be prayerful, and continue to know that despite what goes on, when Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. And I read the other day, it says that man cannot stop what man did not ordain. Amen. Praise God. And so we have to know that if it's God's will, it will be done as it is in heaven and here on earth. Amen. So we continue to be prayerful, and we're going to sign out with some goodness of God, definitely. And the King of Glory. Amen. This is Pastor Jay Grosner signing off. Jesus loves you, and so do I. God be with you until we meet again.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Pastor Jay Grossman Show.